Hey, everybody, it's me, Mike Evans, and welcome to Thursday's Report. Last night, great event. Gilda Radner's Foundation to help survivors of cancer. We start with a Pacquish question. Name the name of the president that the press corps tagged President Tardy. Because this guy is always late. Press conferences, formal dinners, all meetings. Who was the president they call President Tardy? Bush 1, Bush 2, Bill Clinton, or please don't call me Jim, Carter. Answer in a minute. Yesterday afternoon, Chris Brown was ordered to 90 days lockdown rehab, but not jail, at least not yet. This is all stemming from his probation for the Rihanna beatdown, which he should have gone straight to jail for in the first place. By the way, Chris Brown faces criminal charges next week in Washington, D.C. Other charges. TV news, Kelsey Grammer is getting another TV show. This time he'll play sort of a goofy attorney. His partner on the show will be played by Martin Lawrence. Early word is that it's very good. Top-rated show on cable is still The Walking Dead. More ratings. I tell you what, I was shocked that the Challenger disaster movie, which was fabulous and simulcast on both the Science Station and the Discovery Channel, only did 1.9 million viewers. If you didn't watch it, it's going to rerun. Watch it. It's really good. Movie review. The best movie playing this weekend is Hunger Games: Catching Fire, no doubt. But also opening today, Vince Vaughn's Delivery Man. And while other critics have panned it, I think it's the best movie Vince has done in a long, long time. It's not rude, it's not crude, it's not tasteless, and it's not one-dimensional. Instead, it's funny, it's cute, and it's sensitive. Vince plays a dummy, no surprise there, who 20 years earlier donated a lot of sperm to a sperm bank. Now he finds out through legal ratifications that hundreds of the kids want to know who their father is, and he decides he wants to be a part of their lives. Rated PG-13, 112 minutes, 3 stars. Charity news. While I was involved in the Gilda Radner Foundation last night, kudos to Good Wife star Julianne Margulies, who has generated hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Hurricane Sandy survivors. Good for her. And oh yeah, Steven Spielberg donated $10 million to the Arts and Science Museum. And when his buddy Jerry Katzenberg heard about it, he donated $10 million as well. And who was tagged as President Tardy because he was always late? Bush 1, Bush 2, Bill Clinton, or please don't call me Jim, Carter.
President Carter.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Jimmy Carter.
The answer is Bill Clinton. And the word is, some of the time when he was late to meetings, he was with Monica. Have a great day. We'll be back live tomorrow. Mike Evans.
See ya.